Hey, bee lovers. Welcome to the best beekeeping podcast around, To Be or Not to Be in the Bee Yard. Join our two beekeepers, Rebecca and Michelle, as they make beekeeping fun and uncomplicated. Double the beekeeping experience, double the opinions, double the fun.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's chilly.
It is.
It is fall. Fall has fallen.
Welcome. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I was really tired of that heat. It almost killed me. Seriously.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die.
No, I didn't feel that this year. No, I didn't feel that this year. I think I'm finally getting used to it. But again, I was in my house in my air conditioning by two.
No, I was. This was not a good year for me.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
And who are you?
Rebecca. And I am Michelle. And we are To Be or Not to Be, your local Bee podcast, which is full of information and a bunch of unwanted information about our personal lives
that you're going to get anyway.
You're welcome. Hello.
And some opinions thrown in there.
Oh my gosh, that differ from each other. But you know what you're not going to get? You're not going to get ugliness. Everybody is kind. Nobody's going to get mad at each other. I'm not going to yell at you.
I don't think we've ever gotten mad at each other.
No,
not yet.
Not even like off the air. No, you don't make me mad. I don't care.
No.
Oh, you don't care.
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean, because we have different opinions. I don't care how you run your bees. I am a property fence kind of gal. What happens in my property lines is my business. What happens in your property lines is your business. I don't care what you do over there.
Okay.
So that's about how I feel. What you do in your bee yard.
You do you.
Dude, all day long, I'm super hippie.
Yep.
You are. I am super hippie. I make it look good.
And where are we? Because we have a lot of background noise.
Oh, we're in the festive fiesta.
Rosa's Cafe.
Rosa's Cafe.
Eating chocolate cake.
Right. I need to go back and get a drink because I had coffee, which...
Oh, did you keep your coffee cup?
Yeah.
You could go put some in it.
No. Oh, I could.
You want to put it on pause? We can wait.
Well, hang on a second. I'm warning you because, you know, I gave up caffeine after I had COVID. So when I do have coffee, which is very occasionally, it's Bazinga!
Awesome.
Yay. Okay. So
just put us on pause. Yeah, go get a drink.
Okay, we'll you can here. Go get a drink too. I'm going to put us on pause. You go get a drink.
Go to the restroom. Come back.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll be good. Welcome back.
Thank you. I am well hydrated.
Yay.
It is colder in fall and it is.
It is. I'm in shorts.
And a sweatshirt.
I love that. I love sweatshirts. I love them.
I don't. I run
I
too
ask
hot.
For a hoodie.
So I get hot, cold. So I take it off, put it back on, take it off, put it back on.
No, Ken asked me what I wanted. I want a hoodie. I want a hoodie for Christmas. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully I will get one. A couple of years ago, I got about 10 jars of facial cream because he didn't know what to get me. And I'm just now using them all up.
Don't they have an expiration date?
I don't know.
Okay.
Look, I'm using them.
Oh, okay. You're just at this
it
point
was a gift.
Slapping grease on your face with no, all the ingredients are inert.
I have
They're
woken
dead.
Up this year and I have more wrinkles than I've ever had in my life. And so I'm feeling very old this year.
I think
my
age is catching me. Some speckle, wrinkle, speckle.
Something. Yeah.
Right.
Some of that Botox. Isn't that the filler?
No. Botox is the paralysis you put in your forehead.
Oh, so that you don't have wrinkles.
Right.
So you don't have any expression at all.
You also can't look surprised either.
Right.
Filler is what you put. But I think they pull that from other parts of your body.
That's
oh,
gross.
No, maybe they don't. Maybe they.
I don't
maybe
know.
It's a combo. You can either get your own filler.
Could they
filler,
take my chicken neck and put it up here?
Your own filler, or they can use fake filler.
Anyway,
you that's know, it. I personally am going to stay thick because that keeps the wrinkles at bay. If I lose weight, then I'm going to look more wrinkly.
My sister lost a lot of weight. I bet she's lost over 100 pounds. She looks awesome. She just sent me a picture.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever shown you my...
I think you did.
Have
but
I?
You can show me again. It doesn't matter.
That's okay.
So is she... I mean, I don't want to be rude and say, does she look more wrinkled than she did?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay.
When you see the picture.
Okay.
Tell me if she looks like me.
Okay. She does not look like you at all. Like mm-hmm. nothing. Mm-hmm. I should show you a picture of my sister who does not look like me either.
Yeah. So, and that's my brother.
Oh, it's your brother.
Do I look like him?
Oh, more. Weirdly enough, he kind of looks like Ken.
What?
A little bit.
No way. Really?
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
Are you sure?
It's the eyes. He looks like Ken in the eyes.
Huh.
Matt put on a plaid shirt the other day and he looked like my great grandpa, which kind of freaked me out and made me happy at the same time.
It's hard getting old.
I know.
It's hard.
It's very old.
This brother has MS.
Oh.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
He's had it for years. Thank you.
He's doing pretty well.
It's degenerative, so that's awful. It's like Parkinson's.
Yeah. He's had it for, I guess, 3 decades now.
Ugh, long time.
Yeah, a long time.
We are in spring planning.
That's right. So we're in winter.
So if you are thinking...
We need to make some plans.
Yeah, you need to make some plans. Like, you need to get your queen order in. So you need to make a decision.
Okay, so back up and say, first you need to make some decisions of what you want to do in 2024.
Yes.
This is the time to do it because your queen breeders, your bee producers, everybody is focused on 2024 numbers.
Right.
And this is when you have to tell them what you want.
If you do not order your queens now, in February, if you try to order queens, you won't get them until June.
That's right.
Because the breeders and everybody will have taken up all the queens.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. If you overorder, you can easily sell those queens when they arrive.
That's true. I promise you. That's all day long.
Join a bee club. That's what they're there for.
People will be begging for them.
Right.
And you don't have to sell them at a discount.
No. You could. You can make a little money. So you need to kind of decide if you're going to split.
What are your goals?
Do you want to grow? No. I was just saying in general, what are your goals? Do you want honey production? Do you want to expand your apiary, your numbers?
Do you want bee production because you want to sell some nukes?
I don't advise people to sell nukes.
Why?
To other people.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, you can.
I know. You can do whatever you want.
There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, if you don't want to grow.
I guess what I'm saying is unless you are truly doing it. Well, anyway. All right. I'll get off my opinion. I have a hard time with that. I have a hard time with somebody with less experience trying to sell bees to somebody else with even less experience.
Okay. So the blind leading the blind.
Yeah. And if they have an issue, what are you going to do? To me, selling bees is its own little category and you should be set up to sell bees.
Okay.
And then set up to handle issues like queens that aren't right, nooks that you didn't set up right. You know, it's not just like, oh, let me go pull some frames out. I've seen that.
Right.
And I think that's why I'm so sensitive to this.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm down with that.
Oh, I thought you were ambivalent.
No, I mean, you do have a point that it does take some experience to do that. You can also spend this time getting that experience and learning how to do that if that's something you think you want to try.
You should spend a couple of years getting comfortable with beekeeping before you start selling bees.
But that's what I'm saying. This is the time of year to do your research, too.
Yeah, definitely. This is the time to get set up for the next year and to research what you want to focus on.
Right. If you're going to buy equipment, usually every year there's a price increase.
There's also a huge sale usually.
Right.
The only time we didn't see the sale was through COVID. But the sale came back last year. Uh-huh. Manlike had a huge sale.
They did. And we took advantage of it. Yeah. And that was like in March.
So that's the problem. If you're going to gamble on that huge sale that Manlike does, which is great prices.
Yeah.
Then you're not ordering equipment right now.
Right.
And what's going to happen? Well, if they choose not to have a sale, guess what?
However, you can get bulk discounts.
Be able to call them directly, talk to them about bulk discounts. So don't be afraid of that. So I usually wait until March to get equipment to see what Manlike is doing. I mean, I have the list. Right. So the minute it comes out, I'm on the phone or I'm driving up there.
Right.
And I'm like, here we go.
Right.
And I usually know how much cash to take
because Manlike for me is 3-hour drive. So you can organize with your bee club or your friends, your bee friends, and one or two of you can go with a truck.
That's what we do.
Or you can join forces and do some bulk buying.
That's what we do with our club, our bee club.
Yeah.
We send it out and we go pick everything up and then you pick it up and pay us.
Right. Right.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah,
I love what Manlike does.
Definitely some things that you can do with a little planning.
Yeah.
Because I know beekeeping, like any other hobby, equipment is always going to be the thing you're short on. You're always going to need more equipment. And when you're buying it one at a time and paying premium price for it,
if
you pay attention, you might even be able to save enough money to where you can buy stuff that's already assembled and painted to where you don't have to do it yourself.
Yes. So the last couple of years, the price for assembled and painted has been less than the unassembled price. That seems to be changing right now. It seems to go back like years ago, it was the unassembled. You would get a better deal buying it unassembled and then putting it together yourself and painting it. So I was teaching people how to put it together. And then when I showed them how to use a catalog, they were like, well, the prices are better for assembled. Well, it's changing now.
Yeah.
So thank goodness they learned how to put equipment together correctly.
Right. Yeah. This is the time to learn how to put equipment together too, because if you order now, that does give you time to put it together.
Yes. If not, if you wait till
March, you're going to be slamming it together, which is what I do.
And I also recommend hiring your children, your teenage children, or your neighbor children to put it together. We pay per box. That was one of the things we did this year was we did not put our own equipment together. We paid someone. It was great. We dropped it off a couple hundred bucks.
I wish I had somebody.
60 boxes cost us a couple hundred dollars to do the linseed oil, put them together, paint them.
Nice.
It was worth it. It was definitely worth it. So I think identifying those opportunities.
I might go into the high school and see if there's somebody I might be able to train.
Maybe the ag.
Yeah, through the ag.
The
VOTEC. Our ag extension is not thrilled about bees.
Neither is mine.
So we don't have any support there.
Me neither.
Flowing through the ag extension. They're like, call the ag extension office. No, they're not excited to hear about us.
Oh, wait, are you talking about at the school or just the ag? Oh, no, my ag extension
the
loves
county,
us.
The county ag extension I'm doesn't really care school. About bees.
The ag department
They're all about
our
cows and sheep and hay, and that's all they want to focus on. So I'm pretty upset about that. But so the natural progression through the system would be go to your county extension office and talk to them about what you need or help with things. And then they would go and help you farm out and find somebody.
Like through 4-H
right,
or the
4-H or FFA,
ag,
whatever.
Yeah, FFA programs, yeah. Whatever.
You would think that beekeeping would be attached to those, but because they don't want to focus on it and they don't want it in the area, basically.
I don't recommend you hang around the ag barn and act like a weirdo looking for teenagers. I probably in this day and age would not recommend that. Normally I would say go to the ag barn and you might be able to find some kids. But again, don't look for kids at the ag barn because that's weird.
I didn't think about that. Oh my gosh.
Well, the ag barn is right down the street from my house.
I'll send my husband, but no, that's even weirder.
Right. Yeah. See, that's even weirder. My
no.
Ag barn is right down the street from my house. But luckily I know the ag teachers. So start
you know
with the
everybody.
Parents.
Know everybody.
Sometimes it's because my son was not the model student that I know people. So don't be so jealous.
I am jealous because y'all know in your extension office likes you.
Yeah.
This is where I'm really frustrated in beekeeping. It's just like, we're like the ugly stepsister.
I'm a popular person.
Climate bees.
Not I know that
Barbie.
You're a popular person.
I know you're a popular. People like you. You have a good personality.
Yeah.
I can see why.
People hate me or like me on site. It's okay. Either one. It's fine.
Why would they hate you on site? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm
don't even
loud.
Know you.
I'm...
Okay. Every freaking American is loud. If you take us out of the U.S. and put another country, we're loud.
I get it. But there are people that just, my personality grates. It's intense. They either love me or they dislike me.
Oh.
And then sometimes
that
changes.
I never got that from you. I just like you. I don't know.
You love me.
This is just crazy.
You can say it.
All right.
Anyway, I'm okay with it.
All right.
It's, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I love the idea of going and getting help.
Yeah.
I love that idea, but I do think that you need to know how to put it together yourself. So.
I agree. You should know how to do it so that you can help them should something go wrong. Or
so we need to figure out if we're growing and how much equipment. And I always suggest having equipment, extra equipment around throughout the year. Now, what I have started doing is I do sell equipment.
Uh-huh.
And I sell it at my house, you know, out of my shop. But if you come to my house wanting it, it's kind of like going to 7-Eleven for a gallon of milk. It's going to be a little bit more expensive, but it's right there. I'm right in town.
Right.
And if you need it, you know, I'm happy to provide it for you if you can't drive to Dedan or Manlake.
Right.
Now, one of the issues that we had a couple of years ago was buying stuff off of Amazon that was coming out of China. It was woodenware coming out of China, and the bees didn't want to stay in the box. So I would just be concerned.
Right.
I think the equipment coming out of Dedan and Manlake, for some reason, the bees like it better.
Yeah.
From what I've read, it looks like the wood is U.S. grade. It's coming out of the U.S.
That is pine.
Pine.
I don't know anything more than that.
I thought it said it came out of the U.S.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Anyway, don't treat the inside. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Correct. You know, you can even go to some of the mill companies like Shestina Millwork if you're buying that
many. Oh, my gosh. Shestina.
Their stuff is beautiful.
Oh,
but
I have their lids.
You have to be big. What do you think about people who are like, I'm just going to build my own hives?
You can do it if you want. But I think that the price of wood, the price of wood right now, I don't think it warrants it. I just read an article where somebody's making their own clothing and they're spending more money making their own clothing because the material fabric and fabric is so expensive.
Yeah.
You're not going to be saving any money right now.
yep. because of the price of wood and then all the other supplies and then the jig. If you don't know what I'm talking about, right. then you're probably not because a woodworker.
You're dovetailing.
Yes.
I think it's, I mean, you don't have to dovetail, but I do.
Oh,
think,
you should.
Yes. That's why I say, I think it is the experienced woodworker and the person who already has the tools.
Yeah.
So yeah. if you're thinking about, well, I could save. No, I think this is one situation where just buy it.
Yeah. And I did. I bought the jigs and thought I was going to make my own when I first started.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That jig's on a shelf.
That's what I say. People start out thinking, well, I'll just make my own equipment because I kind of know my way around a saw. You know what you can make? Make your own swarm boxes.
Oh, yeah. You can make that's swarm easy. Boxes and you can do your own bottoms.
You if can you're make running your own solid, feeders.
Solid bottoms. You can make top feeders. You can do top of. Feeders. You can make your own lids.
Those Chestina lids, though, are very nice.
Yes. And that's migratory lids. Rather yes. than the inner outer cover.
Yeah.
If you're going to make decisions because, you know, we start out with two hives and we have screen bottom boards and everything's really nice. We have inner covers and outer covers.
Everything matches.
Oh, yeah.
It's all pretty. We've decorated it. We've painted it.
I put two supers on for a client and one super was white and the other one was purple. And the guy said, you made my wife insane. I said, I'm so sorry.
Have you met my friend?
He's like, they don't. First of all, he said, you put a purple beehive in my yard. What do you think I am, a hippie? And then I said, oh, well, sorry. And then he said, then he said, my wife, my OCD wife is going crazy, but I love it. I said, okay,
gotta go.
Because it's white box, white box, white deep, white super, purple super. It's like that old electric company. One of these is not like the other.
They would die if they saw mine.
Right.
I mean, all of mine are different.
We start out, you know, even Matt, you know, Matt picks a color every year and he rarely goes out to the yard because I do all the bee work. And he's like, you put a blue super on a green. And I'm like, stop talking to me.
Wow. I didn't even think about the colors on the hives. I really don't. If somebody came up and said that to me, I wouldn't even be able to joke at them. I would just stare at them.
Did you hear what just came out of your mouth? Really?
Right.
Do you want to rethink the...
So my point is, in your planning, you don't have to think about paint colors because that's not going to stay together. That's like naming your queens. Good luck. Whatever. Yeah. What you want to think about is, do I want to switch over to migratory lids? Now's the time to think about doing something like that. Okay.
If you have goals or you're working towards a goal, like sending your bees to California or any type of pollination and traveling with your bees, any type of movement with bees, you need to use the migratory lids. And it'll make sense once you figure out putting four on a pallet.
Right. And that's another thing.
If the telescoping lids aren't going to fit.
Pollination, you can think about starting to make your pallets.
I wish somebody had told me that, but I never even had that on my radar. But if you're thinking about it, because beekeeping is so popular, these ideas are coming a lot quicker. People know about them when they first start beekeeping. And what I would suggest is that you plan. You plan for that and spend the money on those pieces now. Because now when you come to my bee yard, it's a little smorgasbord. Yeah. It's like, okay, I was in year three with this equipment. I can tell you from looking at the equipment where I was.
Yeah.
If it's still out there.
Right. So like screen bottom boards and regular bottom boards, what do you run? A combo. What I can find.
What's sitting right there when I'm making it?
What I bought from my neighbor who went out of beekeeping 2 years
what
ago.
What was on sale at Manly.
Right.
When I bought stuff this year.
Yeah. So some of that stuff gets to the point where it's, I don't care.
I think I'm leaning towards solid bottoms. I will eventually get rid of all of my vented bottoms.
We did too, because it just seemed easier. And again, if you're going to make bottom boards, it's so much easier to just make a regular old bottom board.
Yeah.
Just do it. Have you seen the inner covers where they have the screen?
Yes.
So I like those, but I don't want to replace everything I got with that.
I'm not. I run migratory lids. I can't use them.
Apame is kind of a cool hive if you want to spend a little more money and you want to.
Yeah, they look cool.
They look cool. Yeah. I've got a couple friends that use them and they're okay. They're good.
They're fine. I'm not saying anything bad about it, but I'm not spending that price. They're so expensive. Right. It's almost like buying a.
Oh, the Honeyflow?
Yeah. They're about the same price.
Yeah. I mean, Apame is nice.
They cost the same.
And if that's something you think you want to flip over to, you can start thinking about that kind of stuff.
Well, if you have one or two hives, sure.
Sure. Yeah.
But aren't they like $700, $800 a piece?
No, I don't think they're that expensive.
Are you sure? Are we looking them up?
I don't think they're that expensive. The thing I don't like about them is the base and the deep are attached.
You can't take anything apart.
Mm-mm.
The only thing you can take off is the pollen catcher. Please, everybody, if you buy Apame, please know what the parts are, because it will come with a pollen. If you buy the full kit, it'll come with a pollen trap.
And all your pollen will fall off the bees' legs as they crawl in, and they will get no pollen inside their hive.
Yeah, you can't just can't take the contraption out there and put your bees in it and think it's set up correctly. You got to learn where all the pieces and parts of it are. Here's an Apame discount code. People are looking for discounts.
Yep.
Apame hive for sale. I guess I should have gone to Van Lake. I think they sell them, don't they?
I don't know. I don't look them up. I don't feel like they're that expensive.
The most advanced beehive.
You know what else you can get too? I mean, if you really want to get crazy, you could get those things you put inside your hive that tell you the different, like the humidity level, the noise level.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen all that that's come out?
That's so crazy. Cool. And it's right on your phone. You can sit in your recliner and know exactly what's going on in your beehive.
You can put a camera in there and watch if you want.
Don't they just cover it up?
I don't know.
Probably.
They don't have it.
I don't know.
Apame for wooden hives.
I don't know. Tell me how much an Apame is now.
They've got an Ergo 10 frame complete hive set. Let's click on that one. That's going to give you that freaking pollen trap where everybody's killing their hives. Right. Taking it off.
Did I tell you the Flow Hive comes in a four framer?
So the complete hives, no, a four frame?
Right.
What?
And some lady called me about getting bees because she bought a mini Flow Hive with four frames.
Oh, why would you do that?
She was so excited because she wanted to start slow and she wanted to make sure she liked it. And I said, I hate to tell you this, but in 3 weeks, a nuke would be grown out of that. So you.
Yeah. How much did you spend on that?
$185 or something.
You want to grow some queens? Or what are we doing?
I hate to tell you this, but that's useless to you.
So an Ergo Plus Honey and Brood Beehive set is $580.
$600, so.
Okay, well, I was close. I was $100 off. So you get two deeps and two supers in the bottom and the top.
Oh, that's a lot of equipment.
It's a full hive setup. Two supers and two deeps. It's a full hive setup.
Remember, you and I run different setups. Nothing wrong with your setup
is a hybrid. You get one deep and one super with the bottom and the top for $360.
See, that price isn't so bad. I mean, it's expensive, but it's not too awful.
Yeah. The thing I do like about them, and Ken likes this too, and he's asked me to do this, and I said, okay, I'll put it on my list. Especially because we're moving them around, not on pallets, because I can't afford a skid steer thingy. You know, I have to use my tractor. No, I have a tractor, but I can't take it around with me. So he likes how they latch together.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we don't have to strap them.
Oh, that's a great idea to just add those little clicky things.
Yeah. Yeah. He does like that about them.
But when you have 200 hives, that's a lot to.
Well, I guess that's what we're talking about is it doesn't sound like too much when you just have 2, 3, 4, maybe 10 hives, up to 10 hives. But if you grow any more, then. And as you learn and grow in beekeeping, that's why your equipment doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And that's why when you go out to a commercial beekeeper and, you know, they've always got that one yard and it's usually the yard in their back of their house, like mine, where nothing matches.
Right.
And you're just trying to grab everything because the stuff that's uniform is out other places because you travel with it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's.
And how many things have you thought you were going to do? Like maybe that latch thing. But then in it sounds great in theory, but maybe you get out there and you realize this is not practical. And then.
Oh, I've bought so much stuff. I've got a whole shelf of crap like that. Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I think what I'm going to do with that shelf is just sell it. Yeah. I'm just going to start selling it, even if it's at a discount, just to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like I have, when you buy people out, I'll have two of these feeders.
Right.
Okay. Well, I need 200.
Right.
This isn't working for me.
No.
So I need to get rid of that.
But
I'm a bee equipment hoarder. I know that. I know that about me.
That is kind of cool now that I have offloaded my hives and gone to beekeeping for someone else. Go back to almost being a hobby beekeeper.
I know, I'm
and
jealous.
Experiment in my backyard.
Yeah.
I am really kind of excited.
I'm going to start delivering all these. Here's two of these. Here, I got seven of these.
Four of those.
Four of these. I've got.
Did you try because that was something we tried this year. You and I both experimented with the hogs half comb.
Yeah.
How did that work for you?
Nobody filled them out. I put them in the wrong yard.
So I had.
How many did you get?
I got one did nothing. One sort of started to fill them out, and one actually filled them out and put honey in them, but it didn't do the entire container, just did half of it.
Oh, that's right. You said that. Now, my Ross rounds, I put my Ross rounds in another yard, and they filled them out.
Oh, nice.
And I brought them home.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I got busy. They were in the back of my truck, and I thought I had them sealed. Okay. You know how I stack everything?
Yeah, I know what happened.
And then I forgot. And then I got up the next morning and went, oh, I got to get those Ross rounds because I can sell them this year. No, they were gone. They're all cleaned out.
What's better than wax moths?
Yeah. They got cleaned up and put back in the stack. They looked pretty for that one day.
I sold mine to a bakery.
Yeah.
And of course, I sold them to her half price because they weren't very full. Mm-hmm. And I asked her not to clean them, just to return them to me so I could put them back on the hive with the wax in there already this year and see if maybe they built them out bigger. I mean, it was successful for me, sort of.
I think
it wasn't 100%.
That was one thing that I was
successful.
Thinking about that we could talk about sometime is all of these unique things that you can get the bees to do. Cut comb.
Yeah.
Frames. If you don't want to do the Ross rounds or the hog squares, you could have them do a frame.
With no foundation?
With no foundation.
Oh,
or the beeswax foundation. Well, for your honey super, it's not. If you do the wires, the wires as guides, and then you pull the wires out.
Yeah,
and then you cut it.
Even if you freeze it, it's still kind of a mess.
Well, I think cut comb is a mess anyway.
Yeah.
But anytime you're doing it freehand like that out of a frame, it's going to be a mess. If you know what you're doing,
better when you can it's self-contained, like the Ross rounds and the.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it just makes it more expensive.
Anyway, I'm very excited to be able to do more of that kind of experimenting. And
if I could do it over again, I would put them in a different yard.
Okay.
I know which yard to put them in now because you have to have a yard that's going to overproduce.
And that's
for some reason, the bees do not want to go up in there.
Yeah.
They have to be so busy and need the room. I think that's really it. They need the room. They're going to be forced to go in those little round circles or those squares and fill them out.
And that's weird because that yard that I put them on was super early, tons of privet, and it was a big spring thing. But in summer, it died. I mean, it tanked. I lost 4 hives out of that yard over the summer, even feeding them and everything. And they were great one day, and the next day they were tanked. And I had another yard that last year did not do so good. That's just crazy this year. So to me,
I have a yard. I have a yard that's produced
every single year
for the last 3 years.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That I'm pulling honey just crazy off of, and I have 4 leases in that area, and all of them are doing well.
Oh, okay, so there you go.
I'm not losing any bees over there. I'm
so
pulling
you
honey.
You have to have
an area like that. You have to have the data to put them somewhere.
Yeah, because mine, some years.
And you're like, well, you already knew this. Why didn't you put them over there? Because I wasn't thinking. Because they were in my yard.
Because
they were
plan.
In the back of my truck.
You
I didn't plan. And I was going to another yard.
There you
go. Hello. I'm not perfect.
I know.
I'm telling you that now. I do know now.
Keeping records.
Well, and I've never used those. I've never tried to make drawn comb. And I didn't realize that you need to force them.
Yeah.
Well, I know where to put them now. I'm not going to have an issue next year.
What about record keeping? Because this would also be the time to look at your data. How much record keeping do you do?
I do a spreadsheet.
So
like what's happening, what I have to feed, how many times I'm having to go, how many dead outs I have.
So you have
not as detailed as yours, but it's enough for me to figure out if I have a problem, if I want to go back.
You're going
to
regret saying that because so you have a spreadsheet for each yard. You go out to the yard, you come back, you sit at the computer, and you fill out the spreadsheet. Is that what happens?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Because I take a picture and I send it to myself with a text that says, I should go back to this yard within the next week and do X, Y, Z.
Oh, I see. Okay. So for that, I send text to Ken.
Oh, there
and you I'm
go.
Like, this yard has issues. It needs this, this, and this. Or next time I need to bring this many boxes or this deep, I need to do a split.
Right.
I've got 7 days to deal with this. No. And he's like, he just ignores them. And when I say I'm out running bees and he starts getting all these text messages, he just ignores them.
Right.
Because I don't know. How do you text yourself? I'm an idiot when it comes to the phone.
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know.
But I don't know.
I also make notes. I have a note app and I can take pictures and I can voice record.
Yeah. So, I like the pictures. I don't take pictures. Yeah. That would
be
nice.
And then I have a spreadsheet of my losses. I just know in each county, because I have to keep track of that for the USDA.
Right.
What my losses are per county, not per yard.
I do that. So I have a huge spreadsheet with just all of my yards of what's happening.
Oh, no. I just
not
have by county.
High, but by yard.
No, I just have it by county.
Well, and then, they're broken up by yard, by the county.
See,
so there's county and then yards, county, yards.
Nah. Mine is, and again, when I first started.
So I know which yards I don't want to go back to. So the ones that are problem ones or the ones that are too far away that I felt pressured to get to drive.
Then you drop them.
I drop them the next year. Yeah. Well, I don't drop them automatically and say you're on your own. What I try to do is find another beekeeper that's commercial that will pick that lease up so that it's seamless for them.
Right.
But I'm out of the picture.
Right. I mean, when we started, we used to do these little, we made these custom post-it notes that we could lay on each one.
Yeah.
After we did a hive inspection, and at the end, we just pick them all up. But then entering them in the spreadsheet was a pain.
Yeah.
And then I had
it is
everywhere with these tons of these little sticky post-it notes. They'd fall in between the seats of the truck.
I get it.
They were stuck to the windows, and they're stuck to my purse, and they were all over the house.
Come over to my, you're going to die when you see my hives. They're written all over on the sides.
Yeah.
But you can walk into any of my yards and go, oh, that's what she did, and here are the dates. You don't even need to talk to me when you see it. You can just see what I've done on the side of my hives.
No. See, I feel like we have to have a whole educational thing when we go out. When they take over my hives, I'll be like, okay, I have to go with you, because each yard kind of has its own thing. We have to go through here, and if you go that way, it's always muddy. So you go this way, and you have to text them by 2, and you have to watch out for the dog, and you have to, I mean, I feel like everything, and then when you get there, you're like, okay, so typically, this is what happens in this yard, but I just keep
good luck.
Yeah. I left a few surprises for them. Like there were a couple hives we went to the other day, and like one was missing a frame and they had built the comb.
Oh yeah.
And someone said, I was working with my helper and he said, oh, do you want to clean this out? Cause we were,
no,
right. Well, we were pulling out any dead outs. We were pulling the frames.
It's freaking almost November. No, we're not touching the damn thing when it comes to food.
Right. Well, and he's like, we were pulling frames out of dead outs so that we didn't leave them in the yard to get wax moths. And that was my favorite of them, not to have to deal with wax moths. But, you know, some of the yards, he's like, oh, well, this has this, or it has a comb on the side because there was a frame short. And I'm like, nope, that's my present to them. They're going to open it and be like, oh, thanks, Michelle. Nine frames.
Yep.
And some burcomb.
So I did some type of treatment, and I felt like I need, oh, because I didn't have a spacer between the two. I did it last year. I took a frame out thinking I would come back.
Yeah. Never happens.
Every hive last year. I haven't told anybody that, but
you can't see my face, but it's incredulous. And I'm trying not to laugh.
Every freaking hive was missing the middle frame.
The middle frame?
Yes.
Not even out the side top frame?
No. Wasn't even the side. Because the treatment had to go in the center for mites. It was a mite treatment. I was in tears by the end, thinking that I cleaned it all up, because it's a mess cleaning that up.
Right.
I'm cleaning it. I'm not cleaning it up in the winter. I'm cleaning up in the spring.
Right.
When they're bringing more in.
Right.
You know, or there's a brood in it.
Right. Or it's that nectar. So it's that runny stuff. Like, it's not white honey. I mean, and it drips everywhere.
Yeah. Why did you do this? I mean, that was the same. I would pop a top and go.
Again?
Oh, again? Oh, my God.
Well, I think that wraps it up for today.
Awesome.
I will see you around the bee yard.
See ya.
Okay. Bye.
You've been listening to the To Be or Not To Be podcast. For more information, you can follow Rebecca and Michelle on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at To Be Podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a beautiful rest of your week.